back here on the Mighty 690 at 7:40, and it is time for our update from Native American Fellowship. Joining us, we have Chris Crane in studio. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you doing, James?
Hey, doing well. So we got the kind of a little bit of cold weather kind of moving on in.
I'm kind of disappointed. I mean, I guess I'll handle it. It's not going to be like 30s or anything.
I know, but I kind of like this. The 80s were great.
I've been enjoying this a lot. So one of the things, first thing I'd like to say is we started, back in March, early March, Bill Davis, our president at NAFI, we had about 870 members, and we decided we were going to do a membership drive. We made a goal of hitting 1,000 members. So it was a lot of work. We went through all of the applications, and we pulled people out, you know, who had passed away or moved or, you know, we're just no longer around. And we signed everybody. We are pleased to announce we have 1,026 members for Native American Fellowship.
So, wow.
Yes. We feel like a strong membership. It's a strong community organization. And then we found out that NAFI is going to get 2 high school students from Oklahoma Union to work from the beginning of June through the end of July at our building. It's through a summer youth grant program from Cherokee Nation. We've done it in the past, and this year we're gonna keep them busy. They will be helping with mowing and keeping. We've got property to mow and things to do, so that's gonna be nice. On April 3rd, which was just a couple of weeks ago, I was asked to attend USD 445 Indian Education Program. Erin Lee is the director, and she continues the tradition of having a Native American Food and Culture Day at Cedar Bluff Camp, and it's for the high school and junior high Native American Club students. So she had JOM, Cherokee Nation JOM, came up from Tahlequah, and they taught the kids stickball and Cherokee marbles. And there was Mike Pasatopa from Sepulpa came and did dance demonstrations and even taught the kids a dance. And they were having a wonderful time. Of course, there was food. And I was brought on. I taught the kids how to make fry bread because I am a fry bread queen here.
Oh, yeah.
And I was more fry bread than I've ever made probably. I think I probably made over 100 pieces of fry bread. And maybe it was because in the past the kids have always kind of helped. None of them really wanted to help me with it. They wanted to watch, but nobody wanted to get in their hands on. But they ate it. I can promise you that.
Yeah.
So I think that's why it felt like, oh my gosh, because I was making it all. But NAFI members Bill Davis, Harry Howard attended, and Cedar Bluff board member Bob Volsky was there. So thank you, Erin, for inviting us. It was just very, very nice event. And then the following week on April 9th, we hosted a beginning beading class. Sage Ellison, who is a tribal member and lives over at Bartlesville, she has a beading company called Sagebrush Beads. And these were very basic beading classes. I had gone to one in March, and we had another. They only do 10 at a time, and they have to be members of NAFI and sign up. And so I was there to open the building up and watched. And we've set up 2 advanced beading classes for those same people. It's already full because it was the same people. But that was very nice. And it's sponsored through an art recovery grant with Cherokee Nation. And then on the 11th, last Thursday, our April board meeting took place. Normal board meeting, but we had a board election afterwards, and 2 positions were up for vote. So we now have 2 new board members, Nicole Nolte and Lyle Martin, president of the Cooperative Credit Union. Lyle has been a board member before, and we're so glad that he is going to be joining us again. They'll actually start their duties after our May 9th board meeting, that's when they're formally seated. But we want to make sure and thank the 2 outgoing board members, Rosie Green and Rick Leip. They've both been on the board for 20-plus years. They've stepped down. We will be depending on them for wisdom, for advice, the future. But thank you to them for their years of service. We've been holding tomahawk practices. Bill is a slave driver on this, I'm telling you. And it has been nice enough. That's been the nice thing about the weather. We've been out there. He and I went, actually Monday this week, we went over to Oshelada to the Washington County Cherokee Association and practiced down there. They had quite a few people, and it was a lot of fun. And I had told you when I came in on Monday morning, I had been over to Bartlesville and been on your sister station, KWON, with John Weston, who is the secretary for the Washington County Association. He has a show called Cherokee Chat, and he was on Fry Bread Journeys last month. Mm-hmm. And so he asked me to come over and talk, and it was neat. I was telling you, I've never been in the studio, so it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was fun to see that.
It really was. I enjoyed it. And we're just kind of, the I think the if the wind it, well, it's supposed to rain today, isn't it? It's supposed to kind of get nasty.
Yeah, we got rain and cooling off a little bit. So.
Okay, so I'm kind of doubtful there's going to be any practice, but they, you can stop by, and he's welcome to teach anybody. You don't have to be native. If you want to just kind of see what's going on, he's usually on the south side of the building, got it set up over there. I also want to mention tonight, Dewey Cherokee Community, and they're located at 700 East Durham Road in Dewey. They are having their monthly potluck meeting. It's at 6 p.m. It's always a nice little event. They appreciate in that. If you're living in that community, in that area, go out, join, see what's going on. Then, let's see. I'm looking out of here, going where I'm at. And then the Washington County Cherokee Community will be hosting a cultural day on Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 3. They're going to have a hog fry, which I had somebody ask me, what exactly is a hog fry? I think they thought it was like a whole pig, or it was like, what am I trying to say? Calf fries.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
I said,
yeah.
No. A hog fry is not like that. That's not what we're eating. It's just pork, and it's usually seasoned and kind of fried in like a big, like a cauldron, kettle, cast, you know, something outside. And it's done for large crowds. Mm. And they're going to have a lady making fry bread. And I think it's a potluck, too. So if you want to go, take a side dish. But they're going to have feather painting, beading, making corn husks also. There'll be the activities. It's just a cultural day. And they're located, if you've never been out, if you know where Oshelada is, it's the road to Oshelada. But it's the address is actually 395400 West 2900 Road. So you're down going south on 75, and you turn right on 2900 Road, or turn west.
Yeah.
And it's right next to, it's right just before the Oshelada, the Cherokee Nation Clinic, which is called the Kooeyskwee Clinic out there. It's a very nice facility. The other thing is, when I talked about the tomahawks, Cherokee Nation, they have their national holiday every year during Labor Day weekend. And one of the big highlights is traditional games, and they have competition. So they have qualifying tournaments that you can go and compete in the big tournament there. I know Bill and Harry went to, I don't even know where they went, they went to Tahlequah last weekend. And there's another one in Salisaw on May 18th, and the one in Veneta is June 8th. I'm going to go to that one and try and qualify in women's. But it's kind of cool to go do it. But the thing is they have I call it the loser's bracket. If you haven't qualified, they have another event during the weekend that you can go and, hey, pays money.
Hey.
I went last year and I didn't do well, but it was okay. And we are hosting at NAFI. It's a 5-week Cherokee Nation history class. It's going to be taught by Catherine Foreman. And it's going to be held on May 9th, 16th, 23rd, 30th, and June 6th. So it's Thursday nights, 5 weeks. It's free to the public. You don't have to be a tribal member. You don't have to be Cherokee. But you have to register online. And they limit 50 people in the class. And you can go to visitcherokeenation.com, and then there's a drop-down for events and exhibits, and then Cherokee classes, and finally history classes. And we're down there. It says District 11. And register as soon as you can. I think it'll be really exciting. Our next board meeting is May 9th, and we will not be holding a potluck afterwards because it's going to be the first night of this class. The classes will be from 6 to 8 p.m. So we want just that first that night, May. And that's pretty much a lot of what's going on around here. Bill did want me to announce, and I told you I was real excited, they have a new program they've been working on with Cherokee Nation called Gadoogie Corps. And I think a lot of it might be based somewhat on AmeriCorps, but it's an opportunity to volunteerism and national service for our Cherokee citizens in the communities. And I have been hired so I will be down there at NAFI, of course. That's basically what my job is to stay down there and take care of answering questions, helping people. If we can help you, we're located at 215 Oklahoma Street, South Coffeyville. And the phone number is 918-255-4035. The office, we're there in the office Monday through Thursday. It's usually 8 in the morning until about 11:30. And then we're around, or we might be out in the community somewhere. But the office, we kind of shut it down then. And honestly, man, I whipped right through.
Man, you got it. You got her done. So.
And thank you very much for having us.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and then, of course, we are going to have Fry Bread Journeys here.
Oh, that's Monday.
Coming up on Monday.
I'm trying to get, might have a special food. It's my husband's birthday.
Oh.
And I'm trying to, and he's got the day off. He took the vacation.
Wow.
So I said, why don't you come on the show? We've had Lyle as a sponsor on. We've had Chief Hoskin from Cherokee Nation. Come on. I don't think he wants to, but I think he is going to bring you some food.
Oh, okay. All right.
There you go.
We'll stay tuned for that.
We'll
definitely be at attention then. All right. Well, Chris, always a pleasure to have
you
along. And looking forward to having you here again on Monday. Fry Bread Journeys kicking off at 9:10. And, yeah, hope you have a great rest of your weekend of the weekend. Going to be a little bit of a, maybe a little
chilly,
more dreary weekend. But, hey,
sounds like right. I need to stay inside and read.
That's right. Hey, catch up on some of that reading.
That's right.
So that's some good stuff. All right, Chris, well, always a pleasure. And
Thank
we'll talk to you here on Monday.
Okay.
All right, that's Chris Crane from Native American Fellowship here on the Mighty 690. And coming up in just moments, we will have a update from the folks at Morningstar Care Homes. That's here at 8:10. Then we'll also be talking with folks from Coffeeville's Reawakening here at 8:40. So keep it here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. We have 71 still, but that cold front is approaching. So stay tuned to the Mighty 690 KGGF.